Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the website to find out more about all kinds of things, including their annual meeting, which is coming up in Fargo. That's right, because North Dakota Oil can and does bring jobs, grow the economy to every corner of North Dakota. It's been a while now, but I've heard a number once of the amount of jobs directly related to oil and gas development in the Red River Valley, and it's huge. But the new website from North Dakota Oil Can is great. Check it out. Find out things like how there's 90% less impact. That's the number. 90% less impact. Horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing reduce impacts on the land by 90%. And you can find out more about the Bakken. And there's videos there. There's stories about how oil is produced and Bakken benefits like the economy, jobs, careers, energy security, tax revenue, how you use products from oil that you don't even think about. Couldn't use your iPhone without it, as an example. Very true. So check that out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And if you want to find out more about the annual meeting that is coming up in September in Fargo, go to the In the Community link under Events, and you'll find out all the details there. So check that out. Hello, everybody. Todd Mitchell, how are you, sir?
Good. I feel like I haven't done a show with you for like a week.
I know. It feels like a long time.
It has been like a week, hasn't it?
Not quite, right? I guess Thursday.
Close.
I took Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off.
So how have you been?
But I'm just fine. I'm rested and ready, as a matter of fact. I didn't really rest. It wasn't a vacation. You know, there's a vacation where you're doing something differently than you normally would. That's what I did. Okay? It wasn't a vacation like I'm going to go, you know, put my feet up and you know, meditate.
You're sipping pina coladas
or
margaritas or anything like that. Okay.
No.
All right.
No. I did have, I might have had one margarita.
But well, then you haven't had margaritas then.
No, so. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not a vacation then.
Have you had those mixeritas yet? You tried those mixeritas?
I have not.
It's a Budweiser product that is, and I don't know why they call it a mixerita exactly, but it tastes a little like a margarita, but it's in a little tiny can. Those are not too bad.
I've had them. They're pretty good.
Have you, Manny? You checked those out? Yeah. What's your favorite flavor, Manny?
Probably the original. The original lime.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an excellent relationship with the distributorship here in Bismarck, and I'd be more than willing to be the sample subject here.
You better get the McQuaid folks to get you a little mixerita trial pack, because they have like lemonade-arita. They have the ones Manny's talking about, lime-arita. They have strawberry.
Where the heck have I been?
Mango. You know, there's others. I forget all the rest, but they're darn good. I even one time, I know I like to live on the edge, but I even one time mixed the lemonade and the strawberry. I know. Pretty
crazy.
Oh,
my gosh.
Just living on the edge.
Holy cow.
Exactly right.
That's a side of you we didn't even know existed. Holy cow.
It actually happened.
Now, we should have you do that live on the air and then see how the show changes then.
Kind of a fuddy-duddy when it comes to alcoholic beverages. I'm one and done, pretty much.
Yeah, but if you're willing to mix a couple of things, then you're neither fuddy nor duddy.
Yeah, and I guess that was like one and a half because I did put the two together. They're little small cans. They're little tiny. They kind of look like a tomato.
Tomato paste? Those little
tomato
cans?
Juice cans, you know, when you're doing tomato juice in the little cans you used to rip off.
Okay, yeah.
They're about that size. Maybe just a tad bigger.
So one and a half is just like a one regular. So you're still fuddy duddy then.
Yeah. Am I still a fuddy duddy? Okay.
But you did mix a couple, so you're stepping out of that shell. That's good to see.
Exactly. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour in our Talk Radio Town Hall. This hour we can talk about whatever it is you'd like to chat about today on the program. And I'd kind of like to know what you think deserves the most attention. Is it Senator Heitkamp's vote to keep funding Planned Parenthood with your tax dollars? Is that, by the way, I have a letter. I have several copies of emails and an actual letter that was sent to one of our listeners from Senator Heidi Heitkamp specifically on this issue of funding for Planned Parenthood. And I'll read it before the end of the hour, but the gist of it is she's defending what Planned Parenthood is doing in those videos. Let me repeat. She's defending what Planned Parenthood is doing in those videos, which to me is all you need to know. But she does it in the name of research. So I'll share those with you. I have a theory on all this that I welcome a challenge on if you disagree. I think this might be the most costly political vote of Senator Heitkamp's career. I really think this particular issue, for this reason, my most able guest host would probably be able to tell me on this. Pat Finken, and thanks, by the way, to Pat for pinch hitting for me Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. But he's the political analyst. I'm guessing that North Dakota, if you had to count every nose, would probably be in the neighborhood, in my view, 60-40 pro-life to pro-choice. I think we're a 60-40 state. Now, a lot of people tend to say, no, we tipped the balance. Now there's less, it's 50-50. It used to be 50-50, and now it's more. That's true of the valley, but that's not true of the whole. That's not true of the whole state. I mean, I do think the valley is probably, coin flip, maybe erring on the side of more pro-choice than pro-life. But if you take the whole state, every nose, I think we're a 60-40 pro-life state, okay? That means pro-life 60%, pro-choice 40%, okay? Nobody's pro-abortion, I hope, right? But there's a number of people that are of the belief that it's not mine to decide. That, that's a woman's right to choose whatever. They're in the 40% camp. On this particular issue of what we know from Planned Parenthood, I think those rules go out the window. I don't think that is a pro-life, pro-choice issue. I think there's a lot of pro-choice people see the discussions in that video, see the crass nature of which they discuss crushing a skull so as to best preserve body parts of babies so to be able to sell them as, horrific, something you should see in some really bad science fiction movie or read about in some trashy novel, not reality you can defend. Again, I'm giving you my opinion of what people believe out there. And so for Senator Heitkamp to, number one, vote in favor of continuing to fund this, I'm going to call them an evil organization, because I don't believe you engage in that, what we saw in those videos, and are anything but evil. I really don't. Continue to fund that organization with tax dollars is really, really dumb. I don't know how you defend it. I really don't. And then now to be telling constituents, well, they do good research. This is all done for research. I think that's a costly move. In other words, that's the kind of thing, if she ever thought about running for governor, would cost her politically, in my view. I think that's a very, very dangerous move. Now, people have to pay attention. They have to understand the issue. But I think, and you know what? Senator Heitkamp doesn't make many political mistakes. He's very savvy. He's a very, 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 very good politician. As were her, proteges, right? I mean, in Senators Conrad and Dorgan and Congressman Pomeroy, the Democrats, to get elected, the Democrats that do get elected in North Dakota, which is not a strong Democratic state by any stretch, have to be good politicians. So she's very, very good. I think this was a dumb political move on her part, and I don't really understand why. I'm choosing, in all sincerity, for her and anyone on this, I'm including them in my prayers on this, and hope they come to the right way, because this issue to me is just so, I have trouble talking about it, honestly. I really do. And, I don't know, it's the kind of issue that you can win anybody over on. I think you're either where you are or you're there. And so, you know, I don't know that it does any good. And that isn't my job to win you over. My job is to share my opinion and welcome yours. But I'm just choosing to look at the politics of this and say it's bad news. But you hope anybody in that position will just come around. I really do. Another issue, and we can talk about this, and I'm really going to leave it up to you what we talk about here. The Bismarck Diocese has taken the step of cutting ties with the Boy Scouts because of their change in their leadership protocols, if you will. They've lifted the ban on gay leaders in the Boy Scouts, and the Bismarck Diocese says then we're not affiliating with you. Did they do the right thing there? And we have a story that we are digging into and getting bits and pieces of more and more every day. It has to do with more refugees coming to North Dakota in big numbers. We're going to tell you about that, too. You want to talk about that? Let us know. This is What's on Your Mind. We shall continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask 2 questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with 4 techs. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is What's on Your Mind, and to answer that question, it's as simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text Todd. Todd's always waiting for your phone call, for your text, not your phone calls. your text. 701-226-8503. 701.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a phone call during the show on my cell phone.
That's can't do it.
Yeah.
701-226-8503. By the way, Friday, we'll be live in Watford City with What's on Your Mind for Ribfest. And can hardly wait. We have a big announcement that's happening on Friday that we're going to be doing in Watford City, so you'll want to check that out. And our friends from Cloverdale are going to be there and serving up some goodies over lunch. So stop by and find us downtown. And they start serving the lunch Friday. The Ribfest starts a little later in the day and goes into the evening. But there's lunch vendors. There's all kinds. It's a lot of fun. And so we'll be celebrating there. In fact, how about this deal? If you go to a Cashwise store right there in Watford, you can Minot, Bismarck, Jamestown, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, or Dickinson, you can get yourself a 28-ounce tangy Cloverdale summer sausage. It's $7.88, and rough-cut bacon, only $2.98 a pound. They also have lots of other Cloverdale items on special in those stores. Cashwise locations in Watford City, Minot, Bismarck, Jamestown, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Dickinson. Okay? And then find us downtown Watford City as well for some more Cloverdale goodies on Friday for Ribfest. Ribfest is going to be a blast in Watford City. Looking forward to that very much. Okay, so where was I? The story about the refugees. So I'm giving you a few choices here to talk about, and then we're going to get the phones, and you can talk about any of these or something else, whatever you want to talk about. Senator Heitkamp. And whether the vote to keep funding Planned Parenthood with your tax dollars will be a costly political move. Bismarck Diocese cutting ties with the Boy Scouts over lifting the gay leadership ban. Did they do the right thing? North Dakota about to get a massive influx of refugees just in time for the new school year, thanks to a mandate from the State Department and the White House. We have one Fargo official worrying that they'll have difficulty finding places for these people to live and work. My question, do you like the idea of North Dakota having a federally mandated quota of refugees? And we have the lineup for the debate tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. We now know who it'll be. And there was, Rand Paul and Rick Perry were on the bubble. And so that was really the big question, who's going to be in on that last bunch. And Rand Paul won. So he's in, and Rick Perry is out. But center stage is Donald Trump. On each side of him will be Scott Walker and Jeb Bush. Then you got Huckabee, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and John Kasich of Ohio. Kasich was kind of on the bubble, too. That's going to be fascinating. By the way, the others will be in an earlier debate. So that's Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, George Pataki, and Jim Gilmore to round out the 17. There you go. All right, let's get to the phones here. And I gave you four to pick from, but if you have others, that's fine too. Okay? Let's do it. We're going to go to Manador and Dale. What's on your mind, Dale?
Yes. Hey, the old Heidi I knew is back. You know, she never was a conservative like they try to, you know, they try to tell us. You know, I've known Heidi all my life, and she's always been an ultra-liberal. She's always been very pro-choice, you know. And, you know, when she ran for governor, she ran as an ultra-liberal. When she ran for Congress, she ran as a conservative.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's why when I referenced earlier her political skills, she's very good. I think Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, Earl Pomeroy, and Heidi are in a class all their own and sort of being able to portray themselves as one thing when clearly they're grounded in a very different ideology than the vast majority of North Dakotans. So I agree with you. She's good, and that's why I say I think this decision will cost her politically for the reason you point out. You can't say you're for that and then claim to be, you know, of a moderate tone, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You think it will cost her? You think it will be?
I believe it will, because I know a lot of people who are quite conservative that voted for her because she had them fooled, you know, and she will come back more and more, I think, as the liberal she is to appease her party. because without being the liberal she is, I don't believe she's going to get the money from her party to run the next time she runs.
All right, Dale, and do you say you've known her all your life?
Yes, I have.
All right, so your opinion matters. I figure as much if you're going from Matador, that's tight camp country down there.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, thanks,
Dale. Yep, appreciate your take on that. Thank you. Let's go to Larry in Fargo. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to give a little defense to the Boy Scouts. My brother, a longtime director of the Boy Scouts down in Dallas, raised in Fargo. And I talked to him about the convention where President Gates with the Boy Scouts decided that the national office wasn't going to be the main firewall for the homosexual movement. They were going to let the locals decide. And they had an exception to their rule saying that they would defend Christian organizations for religious beliefs in regard to that. So I'm a little befuddled that the Bismarck Diocese would make this decision when the Boy Scouts have said that they're not going to, I mean, they are going to defend, you know, Christian religious-based chapters. And, of course, the national media distorts, what they actually did. But, I'm just surprised that they would do that. You know, a lot of people forget that Boy Scouts for years sell a program of how to run a local scout troop, but they don't own that group. They don't run that group. They don't pay the scout masters. They strictly provide a curriculum, and it gets distorted on what they do. They've done so many things that are good for raising young men to be adults, just to throw them under the bus because they have decided to allow the local chapters to make their own individual decisions.
Interesting take on that, Larry. Appreciate that very much. And, what's really unfortunate in my mind about this whole debate with the Boy Scouts and the regulations, it's, in my mind, a direct result of bullying from the gay lobby to say we're going to target the Boy Scouts, right? So threaten them with lawsuits and all kinds of litigation and everything else to sort of force them into this decision.
Yeah. Well, and you have to understand, got organizations like Levi Strauss, AT&T, a lot of the major corporations, the gay community has been very successful in getting them to withdraw funding from the national office to be able to put out up-to-date curriculum for the local troops, So they've gone right to the sources of funding for the national program and basically one by one picked them all off and taken them away.
And that's bullying. That's bullying is what that is. That's putting a gun to their head. That's what I'm saying. It's irritating. Appreciate the call. Rich in Bismarck, Jim Fargo, Ron Kildare, when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry in to Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. I was on a couple of days vacation out of town, and of course I brought my pillow along, and guess what? Slept like a baby. The best part is that actually I find myself, if I don't have the pillow along, I end up with a kinked neck. You know, and then you end up with a headache and, you know, a couple of days of the, and this pillow for me just eliminates that. I never have that worry, ever. I don't sleep wrong. You know what I mean? When you hear about it, I didn't sleep right. I slept right. Yeah, it just doesn't happen when you use my pillow. And of course, that's how it was designed. Michael Liddell, our friend, the founder, has told us specifically about how this thing was designed because you know, the consumer said, I need a better pillow. And he designed it. It's the best.
It really is.
So here's how you get it. They have a great deal going right now. 50% off pretty much everything on the site. If you go to MyPillow.com, plus the 2-for-1 original classic pillow, that original deal that we always do, you can call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Okay, back to the phones here. Rich in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello, Sean.
This is Scott, actually. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Scott, hi, man. All right. Hey, I wanted to talk about the climate agenda that President Barack Obama rolled out again yesterday.
Yeah.
I would like to know how we have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, yet he's allowed to basically do whatever he wants to do. We have an unelected fourth branch of government, per se, and the EPA. And, I mean, they can just roll out any rule they want. A guy like President Barack Obama, who's never had a real job in his life, has a profound effect on my job. I just don't get how this is, he's able to continue to do this. Just, you know, take up any rule he wants. I'll shut up and listen.
Yeah, no, a couple of things. Obviously it's the executive branch. In this case, it's the EPA. So, you know, they can govern. There are a number of things. I'm going to save this question for Congressman Cramer to address in detail today on the program. And there are some things legally that are going to be done, and Kevin has done a lot. He put out a press release on it saying, you know, we're still reviewing the final Clean Power Plan. It's much worse than we thought it would be, however. The proposed rule would have spared North Dakota from the steepest CO2 reduction goals. Unfortunately, it appears North Dakota has not been spared from these draconian regulations. These extreme regulations will devastate North Dakota's economy. However, there is one silver lining. If there is one silver lining, it is the fact that the rule is now subject to litigation. My hope is the judge will issue a stay or an injunction that would allow Congress time to respond and repeal these onerous rules. So that's what he's, one example of something they can do. And of course they've talked about defunding it as another example, but I hear you. I share your frustration, but I know that they are working on it, and I'll save your exact question, for Congressman Kramer. We'll even replay your version of it for him coming up next hour. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was wondering how Heitkamp can vote the way she voted on that abortion, on that slaughter, is beyond me. You cannot have a soul and vote for that. I mean, it has nothing to do with abortion. It has nothing to do with it. If you have a soul, that's what I like to tell her right to her face. Say, if you have a soul, you could not, absolutely not, vote that way. None.
I really hesitate to try and be the arbiter of when someone has a soul or not. And I will admit
to
being...
But how can you have a soul? It's impossible.
I understand. And I honestly appreciate your passion a great deal. And I've wondered the same thing myself about issues, where I sit there and say, how in the world? But I think it's dangerous territory. I mean, and if you would choose to have that interaction, whether that'd be fine, that'd be your choice, and you could do it. I don't think it's something for the radio.
I know you can't answer that, Scott. I mean, but that's the question people, the voter has to ask himself. How can a person with any kind of a soul vote this way? I mean, you just can't. You just can't.
Yeah, it just defends you to the core. That's why, I mean, I chose, as I said, this issue to me is hard to talk about, just because of
It is. It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting, and it almost makes Adolf Hitler look like a decent man. It's just pathetic.
I said I would read a letter that one of our listeners sent us. It was a letter that came. I'll just read this. Hang tight and see what you think of this, Jim. Scott, I recently wrote Senator Heitkamp about her plan, about the Planned Parenthood atrocities. I listed trafficking as the subject of the email. I commended her on a role against the trafficking of women, but I asked her to be equally vocal against the trafficking of aborted baby body parts. It's a pretty good point. I hadn't made that connection before, but I applaud this listener. She goes on to say, I reiterated that these are babies' body parts, and the practice is abhorrent. I asked her to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Needless to say, she didn't. She did respond, and I thought I would share her response with you. Now, how sad and how tragic is this? She speaks of this practice being for research and not for profit. What difference does it make whether it's for profit or for research or not? The practice is abhorrent, totally disgusting, an abomination beyond imagination. She says it helps save lives. Really? How can the taking of a precious life save lives? How many lives have been taken and how many lives saved? I doubt they can document the saving of a single life. How could anyone in their rational mind defend this? Obviously, those defenders are not rational. How very sad for our nation. God help us. You know, she said, I don't ask God to bless America anymore. I ask him to bring us to our knees in repentance for what we've done and allowed to be done. Here's the letter from Senator Heitkamp to this person. Dear Blank, thank you for getting in touch regarding Planned Parenthood. It was good to hear from you. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on the recent videotape of a Planned Parenthood executive discussing the sale of fetal organs. Some Planned Parenthood locations, like most healthcare providers, offer patients the options to donate tissue for medical research. This includes fetal tissue in the case of abortions. Fetal tissue? I don't know about this. This is my I'm breaking for an editorial comment here. I don't think that's fetal tissue. I think I saw in the videos brains. Kidneys. All kinds of actual organs defined by the organ. Even one sicko jumping up and down saying, it's a boy, because she found some other part of the male anatomy, for crying out loud. Don't call this fetal tissue, Senator Heitkamp. That's a cop-out. Anyway, let me continue here. She says, this includes fetal tissue in the case of abortions. However, no health care provider or patient is allowed to financially profit from this donation. All providers who offer the option of tissue donation, including Planned Parenthood, are allowed to accept reimbursement for costs incurred during the process of donating tissue, including tissue harvesting and shipment to a research facility. More editorial comment from me here. That's bogus, too, because clearly you hear in the videos them discussing how to keep them in better condition because they get more money for them. So it has nothing to do with the cost, and this is money. isn't, I mean, nothing to do with, you know, what they're going to get, what they're going to get. No, if they're in better shape, they get more money. They want more money for them. Nothing to do with the cost of, you know, doing this, reimbursement for cost incurred during the process of donating tissue. What in the world? So next paragraph. I understand the shock and frustration that many people experienced upon viewing or hearing about this undercover video. You may be interested to know that Planned Parenthood locations in the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota region do not offer a fetal tissue donation program. However, more generally, receiving reimbursement for these costs is standard across the healthcare industry and in no way means that Planned Parenthood is profiting from the sale of fetal organs. Moreover, tissue donations are critically important for medical research and help to save lives. Planned Parenthood and all healthcare providers must hold themselves to the highest standards, and I will do what I can to ensure that happens. Well, I disagree, because if she was going to do all she could to ensure that happened, the best thing Planned Parenthood could get is to say, clean up your act. You're not getting any taxpayer dollars until you do. Last paragraph. Again, thank you for contacting me. Please do not hesitate to contact me should you have any additional questions or concerns in the future. What do you think of that, Jim?
Well, I mean, it's such a liberal political answer. There's nothing to do with research. There's nothing to do with anything. All she wants to do is protect the quote-unquote women's right to choose. But you know, it's pro-death. It's not pro-life. It's pro-death. They're pro-death. She disgusts me. She absolutely disgusts me. I didn't vote for her, and I never would, but she disgusts me. Anybody that sits there and thinks that she's done the guy before, I heard a lot of people. I know I have quite a few friends that voted for her because they said, well, she's conservative, and they did not like Berg. But they said, you know, she's really not that much of a liberal. Well, she kind of proved that to be wrong, didn't she?
Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Scott Dickinson, George is up next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I just have a couple of points I'd like to make. One is that and scientifically there's 23 chromosomes in the egg and 23 chromosomes in the sperm. When the two come together, it creates 46 chromosomes. At that point, it's human. There's only humans have 46 chromosomes. And so scientifically, I don't know how anyone can say anything else. It's just almost insanity that they try to claim, well, it's not a human. Well, it is a human. It's 46 chromosomes. Science.
Yeah, I heard it one time, I'm no expert on this, but I mean, the amount of things that are decided at that moment when those chromosomes come together is just phenomenal. You know, I mean, from the color of your eyes to your hair to, you know, how long your fingers are to, you know, you name it. I mean, it's all boom at that moment. So you couldn't be more right. I couldn't.
And the other point is that, as the other gentleman talked about Hitler, the Jews were used as experimentation because they were considered a less than human life form, and that's one of the things that the Nazis did was experiment on the Jewish corpses and on the Jewish bodies and Jewish humans and said, oh, it's okay because they're not really human.
Yeah.
And it just parallels so much. It's just almost incredible that there's the people of this country are so blind. But, you know, fortunately or for some unfortunately, there is a judgment at one point and everyone's going to have to answer for what they did.
Yeah, that's why I say this is a good one for the prayer list to hope some folks wake up and have their eyes open to this. George, appreciate the call. Thanks. Jim and Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Jim, are you there?
Yeah.
Shoot, fellow, what's on your mind?
Well, I called in to talk about the refugee problem that you're saying is going to take place here in North Dakota. And I'm just wondering when the American people are going to wake up to the point to where enough's enough. And I think that's why Donald Trump's doing so good, that we are getting people woke up slowly but surely. But with an influx like that, I mean, let's go back to the Depression. People were undercutting people for just to work for a slice of bread. Is that where we're headed?
Jim, appreciate the call. Up against the clock, we're going to talk more about this issue with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up. Barry, you're next. Don't go away, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
What's on your mind? Just checking out the menu for Friday and Rib Fest in Watford City. I'd love to see you up there. Come on up there, and this is going to be good. This is the lunch menu that we'll be serving up. Just going to look for us under the Cloverdale tent downtown Watford City on Friday. Cheddarwurst, jalapeno cheddar, and some tangy summer sausage, too. Potentially some ribs. You know, I might do a little ribs. Just kind of do a little rib warm up there. And my friends at Cloverdale, I've got a new Chipotle garlic bacon that is coming out. I'm kidding. I kid you not. I just say that and my mouth starts watering. Oh, my gosh. Chipotle garlic bacon. So we're going to do a little sampling of that, too. So we'll see you Friday in Watford City. for Ribfest. And by the way, if you can't make it, but you want to enjoy some of the fun, some great Cloverdale specials at a Cashwise location near you, check that out. Great savings on bacon and the big tangy summer sausage. That's a really good deal. Is where is it? Where's my list here? I have them there somewhere. I have the goodies that I'll find that for you. I don't know what I did with it. There it is. Too many stacks here. The 28-ounce tangy summer sausage from Cloverdale, $7.88. At all Cashwise stores, Watford City, Minot, Bismarck, Jamestown, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Dickinson locations. Also, the rough cut bacon, $2.98 a pound. Not a great deal if you want to celebrate that way. So, hitting the road. Looking forward to being in Watford City. Then, let's see, a week from Monday, we'll be in Medora. Looking forward to checking out the musical. And there's great deals. The Medora musical stay and play package online starts at like $220. Medora.com, and the Bully Pulpit stay-and-play package is great as well, and what's that price tag? Like $158. Golf with the Bully and a night stay as well, so that's a great deal. Medora.com, or call them at 1-800-MEDORA-1. Barry is on the road waiting to chat with us here today at 800-228-0550. Hello, Barry, what's on your mind?
You know, that letter that that guy got is a pretty much a standard letter that she sent out. And the funny thing about it is, you know, usually I send a lot of letters to these people. And it takes weeks, sometimes months to get a response. I got a response on that deal about probably an hour after the vote. So they had it all typed up. They were all set up for this whole thing and what their response was going to be to try to pull the wool over everybody's eyes on it, as usual.
Listen, I don't say this a lot. I think the last time I said it on the air was when the gun debate was heating up and President Obama wanted more gun control, and we wanted to test whether Heidi Heitkamp's rhetoric during the campaign was going to be. Remember, it was all about North Dakota. It wasn't about Obama. It was going to be about what North Dakotans want. So we suggested people call. I think, you know, if I were you, I'd do more than a letter. I'd call. I'd let them know that we're not going to forget. This is, you know, to give our tax dollars to an organization that does that, no matter what spin you want to put on it, is just flat out wrong. And if I were you, I would get on the phone, I'd call her, and I'd tell her.
I do that, too, all the time. But it's like, you know what? It's like talking to the wall with those people. You know, and they're supposed to represent us, not their own wishes. I guess that's what they were elected to do, because we all can go there.
Let me tell you something. Represent
the wishes of the majority.
I hear you, Barry, and maybe they dismiss you because you're active and you write and you call and they go, "Oh, it's just Barry again," right? But I'm here to tell you, if 100 people today, 100 people, a small number, 100 people today, called her office for the first time, left their name, address, telephone number, and said, "I think it is wrong what she did, and I want her to know about it," I guarantee you they'd be worried. They'd start thinking about ways out of this. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. They're hoping this is going to blow over and you forget. So, I mean, if I were you, you've done it before, but if you've never done it before, do it. Do it on this issue over this abhorrent practice by Planned Parenthood. Appreciate your call, Barry. Thanks a bunch. David, somewhere out in South Central North Dakota, are you in a secret bunker somewhere, David? You can't tell us where you're calling from or what?
No. I just want to publicly thank whoever was involved in bringing John Fogerty to the Bismarck Civic Center last night. The man at 70 years old is as good now as he ever was. And whoever was involved in getting him there, just a big thank you. I've been waiting 45 years to see that guy, and he did not disappoint. He went above and beyond.
Awesome. That's great to hear. That's fantastic. It's nice to have, one of those acts that isn't just kind of playing on the name and actually is able to back it up with a great talent. That's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing, David. Appreciate the call. Dean in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Dean.
Hey, what's Heidi's phone number so we can call her and get on her case about it?
202-224-3121.
3121, and that gets you right to her.
It's actually the switchboard. It's the Senate switchboard, so you just say, "I want Senator Heitkamp's office," and then boom, it goes right into her office.
Okay, super.
Yeah, that one will work just fine. I can give you others as well. By the way, if you have the iCitizen app, you can, whatever your preferred method of communication to her is, phone calls generally rattle them a little bit, right? You know, actual letters or emails as well. But if you get the iCitizen app, it tells you all of her North Dakota offices. It tells you, Twitter. It tells you Facebook. It has all of them on there. But that one always works. That's just kind of the fail-safe to get you right to the U.S. Senate. 202-224-3121. Thanks for the call, Dean. Should have given that number earlier. Yep, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. It's the Talk Radio Tunnel that we do every Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.